Hey guys, I don't know if you're like me, but I love Count the Dings and everything it has to offer. I just can't find everything I need. You know, I know about Cinephobe, and I know about the mailbag, and I know about Bomb, but that's all we do, right, Amin?
No, we do so much more.
What?
Yeah, absolutely. If you sign up, patreon.com/countthedings, you'll find a plethora of other content, fresh content, extended content, the OG pod overflow, the Cinephobe cold opens that we've taken and made their own thing to live only there, the Rewatchingtons, Bomb in its full and unadulterated cut, early drops of Cinephobe episodes, and so much more.
Said the OG pod. Now, is it new or is it old?
Mace, I'm glad you asked that. It is a new incarnation of the old OG pod.
Oh.
So it's me, Zach, Trey, Waz, Tom.
I love those guys.
Just like we always were, going back to the True Hoop days, we're recreating that magic, recapturing it, and putting it back out. We're talking hoops, we're talking pop culture, and most importantly, we're talking for 40 minutes for free, but then another specific Patreon exclusive segment for every one of those episodes.
Funny enough about that OG pod, you're getting Tom and Trey on Mondays, you're getting me and Waz, aka Zosny, on Wednesdays. Amin's floating in between.
I'm a floater.
You never know when you're gonna get Amin in those, so you gotta listen to them all.
And what if I'm not sure what Maze looks like, because I've always thought he's a fat man with a fedora, he's got a weird voice. How can I see for myself what this Maze character actually looks like?
It's crazy you don't know the answer to this because it's the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page.
What?
The CT5s on the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page. You can look at all of us.
You can get all the OG pods on YouTube too, at Count the Dings 1 on YouTube, at Cinephobe Pod on YouTube. Patreon.com/countthedings gets you everything all in one feed. You can link it to your Spotify. And now enjoy the show.
Hey, listener, Zach Harper here. Underdog Fantasy, the easiest place to play fantasy sports. Also, fastest growing fantasy app in the industry. Here's how it works. The Pick'em game. Pick whether your favorite players will have a higher or lower stat total in this week's game for a chance to win big. How big, you ask? I'm so glad you asked that question, listener. You can win up to 100 times your money in a single night. Pick between 2 and 5 players, build a pick'em entry. You can also do rivals picks. You can put like Tyrese Haliburton and Jalen Brunson against each other, and whoever has more points, more assists, more rebounds, whatever you want to do, that is your rivals pick. I would maybe go with Jalen Brunson in these playoffs. By the way, in the regular season, Jalen Brunson, scoring tear, going higher on his point totals all the time. Joel Embiid, whenever he did actually play, higher on his scoring totals all the time. Victor Wembanyama, for the next 15, 20 years, here's a pro tip for you, take higher on the blocks. That's right. So you're probably wondering, how do you sign up? Oh my God, listener, you are full of good questions today. Sign up with the promo code DING, that's D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick first-time deposit offer, up to $250 in bonus cash. $250, man, that's a lot. Visit underdogfantasy.com or find them in the App Store. And don't forget to register with our code DING, D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick and first-time deposit offer, up to $250 in bonus cash. Must be 18 or older, 21 or older in Massachusetts, Arizona, 19 or older in Alabama and Nebraska, and present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. Concerned with your play, call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.ncpgambling.org. Arizona 1-800-NEXT-STEP. That's 1-800-639-8783. Or text NEXT STEP to 53342. New York, call the 24/7 HOPE line at 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
What's good, everybody? We are back. It is your boy Gerard and your girl Gabby, episode 92 of the Kicks and Shit Show.
It only took us 92 episodes to figure that one out. I love it.
Well, it also saves my voice from having to bam, 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 right? Like it, so it's good.
I like you did it anyway.
But I did it like, I didn't do the whole thing, right? It was kind of like a little, like just an intro to remind you all that, yeah, I could still do it if I need to, but. See, why you always got goats in this extreme level?
This is what happens when we order when we start recording at night. Are we recording at 10 o'clock in the morning?
You're like comatose.
Like giant sunglasses
on. It's actually great if we record at 10 in the morning because I'm like, I'm cool, I'm good. I'm like, all right.
Hours I've been awake for 6 minutes.
Right. And Gabby's just like, please, I'm dying. No, it's perfect. No, but this is the great news about our new platform, right? We have all these special funky things we can do. And we'll try to add and drop in some more stuff as time goes on. But Gabs, first of all, you are decked out in black. You have gloves on. You got a hoodie. You are on the East Coast, back home, setting up your domicile.
For all those who are listening in, you are missing all
I was going to say.
We're doing a lot of hand stuff over here, you guys. So you're missing out on it.
Wait, when you did that, you know what that like whole like you're passing your hands in front of your face, what that reminded me of?
What?
In Pitch Perfect, in the scene where Anna Kendrick's in the shower and she's talking to Chloe and like they finished doing the, you know, talking about their whole thing. And Chloe's still standing there and Anna Kendrick's like, yeah, I'm going to go ahead and take a shower. And she's like, and then she's like, you're still like naked. And she's like, oh yeah, I'm pretty confident about all this. She's like, you should be. That's what that reminded me of when you like started clapping your like a very confident.
I'm not really lacking in the confidence department today. I have a healthy amount, some might say, you know. Very comfortable in my skin.
Love it, love it, love it. So yeah, so you're setting up your place. You have some lovely gloves on. Tell the people what you've been doing to sort of wrap up Women's Month. Even though we got 6-7 more days to go.
I say we are not shorting our month. There is
no. But you had some nice things to do to, you know.
Yeah, it's been a really great week, Jay. I got back from LA and was really enjoying the time here. Love the weather. It's nice to come back and there's no snow when I come back. So I love that. But, yeah, there's still some stuff that needs to happen in my apartment, but it's okay. We're getting there. You know, there's a nice little carpet in the background that's going to get set up soon.
Nice, nice.
The rest of the furniture is getting this week. I'm still setting up my sneaker shelves. So more to come on there. And then, you know, it's nice being in New York because being here less, it's extra reason to catch up with people. So, you know, these feats are out in the streets all the time. But for Women's Month, our girl Kixie Jixie hosted an event within Her Souls that she's the co-founder of to champion the ladies in partnership with Jordan Brand at Soho House.
Yes, it was.
A lady tea party, which loved everything about it. It was so nice to meet some of the amazing women in sneaker culture who I haven't gotten to meet, but maybe I've connected with during the pandemic. So more to come on that, but we got to bedazzle some gloves. So I'm really feeling this like custom Jordan blinged out glove. I might just wear this on my left hand and that might be my new vibe. Just one glove.
Just
like
one glove.
Like the other MJ, the original MJ.
I like it. Just one glove.
Like from one side, it's a mime. And then the other side, it's like, ooh, sneaker stuff. And then, you know, I'm rocking this hoodie from our friends over at Haloed. Really excited about this. Great brand if you guys are not familiar with it. Yep. You know, we are always supporting our friends, supporting small business, and supporting Black-owned business as well. This hits all three, y'all. So
trifecta.
Definitely check them out. But yeah, it's nice being back, Jay. And I got to meet Essie, our guest from the other week as well. So, you know, it's nice seeing people out in the streets. It's a little bit weird. I don't think I've been to Catch since, well, like the 90s at this point.
But stop being crazy in the 90s.
But it is nice being out and like feeling semi-normal. Like it almost feels weird to be normal. I don't know if you're experiencing the same in New York.
First off, shouts to Essie, Kixie Jixie, Jazzeray, Adina, all our friends.
All of our ladies.
Who have been on this show. We appreciate them. How's it feel for me being out? You know, your boy is, of course, on the more cautious side. And I feel as though, and it's not like whatever. I mean, people like, once whatever you're doing is not impacting me, like whatever. But at this stage of everything, right, we are, what, 2+ years into this now?
Yeah. Years.
I haven't gotten COVID. And yes, I'm vaccinated and boosted, and I don't want to get it. So, you know, I've been very sort of like, at this point now, it's like a badge of honor, right? It's like, I'm good. Yeah. Like, I'm just like, I'm going to keep, like, you know, being safe and doing. I have gone inside the restaurants a number of times, but it's not like I'm doing it like how it was pre-COVID, where multiple times a week you're at indoor venues. I still have not gone back to cover an NBA game in person since October, early November. So, you know, it's I'm still on that train. But otherwise, you know, things have lifted and changed, and it is nice to, you know, see things be a little bit different back out here in these streets. So that's good.
It's weird. It felt like, summer's on the way. Let's just get rid of all the mandates. So, it's been a very interesting time. I will say, you know, there was a lot more promise with my Knicks this year. And I know say what you're going to say.
Oh, I got nothing to say. It's just it's actually unfortunate because I thought you guys turned a corner last year. I really did.
I thought we did too. So just the way that things have unfolded, but now it's like all bets are off at games. You know, I'm still just happy to be there. It's an honor to be nominated, especially for the 75th anniversary. You know what I need to do, Jay? I need to get my hands on that NBA ball.
Oh, the 75th. Yeah, yeah. It's got a lot of bedazzle on it.
And you know, I mean, I got to get the matching nails. So, you know.
Yep. Let me reach out to Mike Bass and see what over at the NBA and see what we can do about that.
Yeah, put in a good word for me, Jay.
So of course, when this episode comes out, this news will have already dropped, but Gabby, some exciting news in the sneaker community out today. Nike and the Kobe Bryant estate have formed a partnership in which the Kobe shoes will again be back out, for public consumption again. Remember, their agreement had come to an end. I want to say last year, right? Like sometime last year. And you know, sneakerheads and Kobe fans in particular were all up in arms about it. But now, the estate led by Vanessa Bryant and Nike have worked out a deal. And with this partnership, they're going to work on, according to the press release, they're going to focus on championing a new generation of fans and encouraging youth participation in sport. There will be Gigi Bryant, of course, tragically died in that helicopter crash. Will have her own line of shoes as well. And the proceeds from Gigi's line will go to the Mamba and Mambacita Sport Foundation. Now, the first new shoe in the new partnership will be the Kobe 6 Protro Mambacita Sweet 16. And that's going to honor Gigi Bryant, right? I'm sure it's going to look super dope. Nothing's come out yet, obviously, in terms of colorways and all that sort of thing. But it's really, really, I'm looking forward to seeing what that's about. Nike CEO John Donahoe said, Kobe Bryant means so much to so many of us, not just NBA fans, but globally beyond the game. His impact in growing the sport, particularly encouraging women and young people to pick it up, endures as one of his deepest lasting legacies. Together with Vanessa, we hope to honor Kobe and Gigi by championing a new generation for many years to come. And I know that for Vanessa, that was more than likely the main sticking point why the original deal was set to go to its expiration and nothing has started new, right? She's been very clear about it's not just that Kobe Bryant died. My daughter Gigi also died. And while she is not a global icon like her father was, she's not any less important to Vanessa than Kobe was, right? So it's very important that Gigi's legacy was being honored. And, you know, kudos on Vanessa and Nike being able to work that out. And I'm excited that the proceeds from that first shoe will go to the Mamba and Mambacita Sports Foundation. Because as you know, at the end of Kobe's life, one of the big things he was focusing on was girls and women participation in sports. Obviously, you saw the work he did with his daughter, but championing the women's game at the collegiate level and WNBA as well. So I think, you know, this is really good on Nike, good on the Kobe Bryant estate led by Vanessa, and I think just good feel-good vibes all around.
I totally agree, and I'm glad you say that too. A bunch of really good points, Jay, about, you know, honoring Kobe's legacy. But I think, you know, whenever something happens to an icon, a celebrity, you know, we as a society tend to not talk about everyone else that was involved. And I think that, you know, Gigi is a very critical part of that. I also think Kobe being a girl dad and doing so much for women, right? Like, Gigi is so symbolic of the future of everyone else that was there, of all the work that Kobe has put in. So kudos to Vanessa for really sticking true to what she's been saying the whole time, right? Mm-hmm. And making sure that that is a part of it. I mean, I can't wait to see this collection. It's going to be a must watch for sure. And, you know, anything that honors Kobe, you know, I support. So I think it's going to be really interesting. And I'm glad to see them, her and Nike, come to a good place. Everything just feels right about this. Yep. Right? It doesn't feel like anyone's capitalizing on anything. And that's not Nike's vibe anyway. But the fact that they were able to come together and create such a seamless launch, I'm excited to see it.
100% agree with you. This is fantastic. And, you know, Kobe and sneakerheads all around were rejoicing. You know, our good friend Molly Mall, who we had on the show before, He has a ton of Kobe shoes on his Instagram today. He did a whole, like, out of his shoes, he turned that into the Mamba symbol, right, of all the Kobe shoes that he has and put it up. Obviously, he's very excited about it. You saw a bunch of it on Instagram. The news literally just dropped maybe an hour or two before we recorded today. So it's all still fresh, very exciting. And look, the Kobe 6 Pro Dros, and that's a very popular silhouette of the Kobe line. It was exciting. Remember, that was part of the undefeated pack last year. And that nobody was able to get, well, not nobody, but like very few people were able to get their hands on. Exactly. Including us. So it'll be exciting to see, you know, what the rollout is for that stuff and what people are able to get their hands on. Continuing on in the Nike themes and things that are exciting. Again, when this episode comes out, this day will already have passed, but Gabby, Air Max Day is coming up this coming Saturday. Just let me get it out of the way, because I know you probably have a whole thing you want to say about it. I'll be
like that, Jay.
I know. I'll be wearing my Michigan Air Max 95s on Saturday. You know, they're just, you know, even though like I didn't go to Michigan, I just love the Michigan colorway. Like, it's just, you know me, I'm very, with my colors, I'm very simple, right? And those are very just like, you know, I like what I like. They're solid colors, like they're primaries, like it works. Can kind of mash it up with anything. So that's what I'll be wearing for Air Max Day this coming Saturday. How about yourself? What will you be rocking this Saturday for?
Well, Jay, you know, questions like this are always very difficult for me to answer. And of course, you know that there's always a complicated answer. I will say, though, you know, I love Air Max Day. I love Air Max Month. We've been seeing some of the teases of images that are coming out.
Yeah, the Air Max 1 blueprints. Those look fire.
What did I say, Gerard? What did I say a year ago? That what is the next silhouette that Nike is going to be focusing on?
The Air Max 1.
That's right. Heard it here first, y'all. Your girl loves an Air Max 1. And, you know, I've seen some images teased of a women's exclusive pair. I haven't seen it pop up on the sneakers app yet. But it's like a very nice, gives me a little bit of like Air Max 1, Fear of God, Friends and Family vibes.
Oh.
Beautiful colorway. It's like a nice bone. I feel like, Gerard, if it comes in a big enough size, I'm going to try to get you a pair too. Because
look, it's nice.
A great
nice
summer shoe. And yeah, I mean, last year I wore a classic pair of Air Maxes, and I'm going to go Air Max 1 again this year. I know I said that I keep ending up with sneakers accidentally, and like, this is a real thing. Sometimes I'll bid on something that is way too low, or I'll make an offer and shoot my shot and be like, this is what I'd like to pay, even though this is nowhere near what the minimum asking price is.
Yeah.
And your girls maybe hit three times recently on some pairs that have been on my list. I'm surprised that they haven't called me to be like, bitch, what you trying to do here? But one of the pairs that I really love is, you know, it's a nod to Tinker. I just
shout
love
out Tinker Hatfield.
I think this was such a slept on shoe, honestly.
It's a great shoe.
The Tinker sketch is just,
it's fantastic.
All the details, the materials. I just, like, I like the raw edges, but it still feels really clean and solid. And
loving the unfinished look. It's the raw edges. It's perfect. Yeah. That is a great shoe. Shouts to Tinker Hatfield, the sneaker god, who, by the way, my favorite Tinker Hatfield story is Tara's story of drinking bourbon with Tinker and dancing at a Drake concert in Atlanta.
Concert.
I mean, that's classic.
So this is what I will have on my feet.
Love it. Love it.
On Saturday, you know, I always love seeing what they're doing for Air Max Day. I know with the pandemic and some supply chain issues, Nike has not gone as big as years past, but I'm excited to see the pairs that are coming out this year on Saturday. I'm curious if there's going to be any surprise drops. I feel like that's what brands are doing a lot more of. Select store locations. I know Foot Locker is doing a lot more of that, as well as some of the Nike shock drops that have been coming up. So excited to see and excited to rock these and undead stock this accidental pair that I've been eyeing for quite a long time.
So, folks, again, the Air Max 1 blueprint, they're going to be available in the sneakers app. I mean, again, when this comes out, it already have passed. But, you know, listen, raffles, get out there. There's a bunch of them. Sign up, whatever. Figure out if you can get your pair on them. I might try to make a play for these. We'll see.
I think you should, Jay. I mean, and this is the thing. I know we joke a lot about L's on this show, right? But a lot. But the thing that's really beautiful about sneaker culture and the sneaker community is that misery loves company, but company has some connects.
It's true.
I think, you know, I really appreciate the community that we are fortunate enough to be a part of and have been for some time now, because, you know, just because you take an L on sneakers, I mean, I feel like it's a rite of passage to say that you've done that and been there, but doesn't mean that you're losing out on a sneaker, you know? And I think there's so many options. You know, we've had guests who resell, our partner, Another Lane. You know, we talk a lot about eBay.
There's so many.
Exactly. So many options, you guys. Don't be discouraged. And it's worth the waiting game, right? So like I said, this one, the resale was up for a while. I shot super low, just a little bit above retail. And, you know, I got myself a dead stock pair that I'm excited to turn into livestock. So you never know. It's about the long game. Like, I just copped a pair of the Concepts Air Max 1s. Very excited about those.
When I got the email about those, I was like, these are fire.
Which one's your favorite out of the three?
I like them all equally, to be perfectly honest with you. I mean, it's not everything Concepts does, but I would say I probably like 95% of everything Concepts does. I just love their whole creative design and their flow. I mean, it helps they pick fantastic silhouettes, of course, but like, it's just, I love everything Concepts is doing. Which one did you cop? Or you're going to show it to us later?
I'll show it to you. I feel like I love the details on each of them, right? There's something that's really special about each pair. Like, I love the velvet laces, the guitar pick, little hang tag on it. You know, I love the different camo, the materials. I think, you know, when a lot of brands take over a silhouette or a lot of collabs, they go big. They feel really unique to themselves. They play a lot with colorways, not as much with fabrics and textures. And that's what I love about the three here, is that it's all about the fabrics and the textures.
By the way, turn off your notifications. Why are you getting email pings out here in these streets?
Dry. I'm not even in my email. It's a phantom ping. I just want you guys to know that every week, we're at episode 92, y'all.
But I tell her the same thing every week. Turn your notification sound off.
I'm on sleep mode on my computer, and I'm out of my email. I don't understand. Outlook is coming for me, Jay. I think that's what it is. Anyway, I digress for a little bit. But yeah, I mean, there's some good collabs. I love the, like I said, the Concepts, the way that they
Concepts are great, man.
Texture. I also got another pair that I would like to show you that I'm very into right now. It's a little outside my normal comfort zone.
Yes.
Talking about colors and textures, I'm going to show you guys.
Oh, a little New Balance. I already like where we're headed with that.
Classic then, classic now. but I'm a big fan of this one because I think this is going to be like an essential summer shoe, right? A more modern take.
Rainbow. I like the rainbow theme idea.
I actually think that this is eBay colors. If I had the...
Oh, you would
colorway on it.
I mean, I guess, yeah, there's no red and pink. All right. It's fair.
I like the semi-sheer details on the top. Nice and light, the nice cushiony sole. Very excited about these.
Look,
I will say, New Balance is doing some really good stuff.
Yes, I was just going to say.
It's a comfortable shoe. It's comfort, which is something that we can't say about all of our other favorite sneakers. And that's okay. They're so beautiful. Pain is beauty. But comfort is also nice when you can get it too.
Pain is beauty. I love that. I like that shoe a lot. That is definitely, just based on the colorway, Gabby, that is a classic summer shoe. It's also a low top. You know how I feel about lows in the summertime. You know, and it's the white base, of course, with those pops of colors, accents of color. That is, I'm telling you, that's summertime, man. You know, you out here in the streets for brunch, or you know, that's that shoe. You're out on the Santa Monica Pier when you're in LA. See what I did there? Adding your West Coast. That's the shoe you're going to be rocking, you know?
I mean, Jay, I feel like we need to be twinning so you can wear this and
Martha's Vineyard
and Maison Pickle.
Shouts to Maison Pickle. Yes, on Martha's Vineyard. Of course, not actually on the beach when I'm at Martha's Vineyard, because who wears sneakers on the beach?
People from Staten Island, respectively.
Respectfully, which of course means
yeah, on a Monday. If you know, you know. Am I right?
Which of course means all the disrespect in the world.
No, I don't respect. It is what it is. That's how I interpret respectfully. Maybe I'm incorrect on that one, but that's how you're probably interpreting. I never mean any disrespect. You can call me out. I'm gonna call you out. That's our vibe.
The other thing, since we're on this New Balance theme, last bit of news and what to get to today is. Chicago Bulls two-time All-Star Zach LaVine is now a member of Team New Balance, which is super exciting, right? I think this is a good look for Zach. You know, this is a contract year for him. He's doing some big things out in Chicago. Chicago had having a great season. Obviously, the playoffs coming up. Of course, he's joining a roster with Kawhi, Jamal Murray, DeJounte Murray, Storm Reid. Of course, you know, Jack Harlow is doing some stuff with New Balance. Sydney McLaughlin, Coco Gauff, tennis player, Raheem Sterling, the soccer player. I mean, listen, we got Team New Balance has got some guys and ladies out there. You know, look, for Nike's always sort of this like gold standard in terms of athlete, like, right? And Adidas to an extent. But I love that New Balance and Puma and some of these other brands are like, you know, they're making these swings and pitches. And I think with these younger athletes, you know, the pitch is looking a little bit different and they're signing in. It's not that like they don't like the legacy or the idea of Nike. I'm sure they all do, but perhaps New Balance, Puma, and some of the other brands are giving them a little more creative freedom, are willing to try them on their own line of shoe. Whereas for Nike, it's like everybody ain't getting their signature shoe for obvious reasons. Right. So I think it's pretty cool. And I'm very excited to see what New Balance does with him. We saw some stuff with DeJounte Murray already. Of course, Kawhi, who's been out this season with an injury, but it'll be nice to see what they decide to do with Zach LaVine. Chicago's a nice market, you know, in terms of like, not just sneakers, but in terms of size. So, and he's, you know, popular in that regard. We'll see if it'll start increasing his popularity among, you know, the casual NBA fan.
Yeah, no, I'm a big fan of this. And, you know, whenever I travel, I try to go to different cities and see the games. You know, Madison Square Garden is my second home. For those just tuning in for the very first time today, Madison Square Garden is my second home, especially during basketball season. It's a place that's near and dear to my heart. I love the Knicks. I think the level of game presentation is unparalleled. But, you know, I will say I went to a Clippers game when I was in LA. Really great.
Sure did.
Mm-hmm. So much fun. And, like, even just seeing Kawhi on the sidelines, like, decked out in New Balance, it's like...
Yeah,
bro, you rock bronze. I couldn't tell. Just kidding. the fit was fire, and yeah. I like seeing this resurgence. It gives me vibes of 90s basketball when there were all these other brands or people
and one and different. Yep, yep, yep.
There was a whole other way. I mean, just waiting for FUBU to make a comeback. You know? I would be here for that. A little FUBU baby fat action. You know, 90s are back in. But yeah, I'm here for it. I'm here for this next generation. And I like that the younger generation isn't so stuck on just Nike and Jordan. And Nike and Jordan is amazing.
Of course, we love them.
For many reasons, right? So I don't mean that as a dig against Nike and Jordan at all. I think, you know, to your point, Gerard, they can't take on every athlete, but there's so many good athletes right now that there's potential for these other brands to kind of come in and play from a design standpoint, from a brand standpoint, from an athlete standpoint. And I think, you know, some of the designs that we're seeing from some of these other brands, even Adidas basketball, like the way that they have evolved in even the past couple years, like those are shoes I want to rock.
No doubt.
Even
no
off doubt. The court. So I love to see it. I can't wait to see what New Balance is going to be doing. Same with Puma, you know, WNBA is coming up. Brianna Stewart is going to be
she's with Puma.
Like, what is she, the first one since Cheryl Swoops, basically, that's getting her own
signature line
caliber. So, you know, this is like a trailblazing time for sneakers, and it's really beautiful to see.
It is. And again, we are excited to see what these other brands are going to do within their sport categories with these different athletes. Very exciting. Well, folks, that has been another episode of the Kicks and Shit Show. As you know, we are part of the Count the Dings family. You can find us on the Bomb Podcast feed, of course, with the original Bomb Show, with Woke Bros, with the Lakers Winning Time recap show documentary, Crypto Bros, Rap Names, all these amazing shows. And of course, we are at Kicks and Shit Show on all social media platforms. And until next time. Peace.